Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. In keeping with last week's show about New Year's resolutions, I have personally resolved to eat more all-vegetable meals during this coming year. So I have surfed through the internet and found a treasure trove of recipes that would appeal to me personally. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, winter is actually a great time to whip up some veggie stews and soups.
I think that stew, soup in general, is just a hearty dish, whether it has meat in it or not. You know, I mean, it's a slow-cooked, braised, flavorful dish that's got all sorts of ingredients that commingle over time, and it's just no reason why you shouldn't do it.
My feeling is that the only difference between a soup and a stew is the amount of liquid in it.
Yeah.
Pretty much any stew can become a soup vice versa. Yeah,
no, I agree. There's always that thin line between
So take it to the consistency you want.
Sure.
And that's fine.
Sure.
But, you know, I was just thinking if I could come up with a list of wintry vegetables that would
of course
really work. And it's quite a long list. Starting with root vegetables like potatoes, sweet potatoes, parsnips, turnips, beets, rutabaga.
And these are all the classic winter. They go in the cellar. They're readily available, very fresh through the winter.
But we also have assorted squash that stay with us. And eggplant will also be with us for some time.
Right.
Dried beans are in abundance. Jerry, how many different varieties there are?
Countless.
Yeah, it goes way beyond just white beans.
And a great thing for the pantry, because they never go bad. You know, you can talk about things you can pull off the shelf at a moment's notice and whip up.
I think, for instance, garbanzo beans are just
good
fabulous.
Ones, for sure.
Because I'll tell you one thing about garbanzos is that they become kind of a meat substitute in terms of the texture and the chewiness.
For sure.
And they give you some real nice satisfaction. We have a lot of greens that are available during the winter.
Without a doubt.
It's a great
especially
time.
The milder part of the beginning of this winter.
Yeah, and you know, there's tons of kale out there, mustard greens, spinach, Swiss chard, and collards. They'll make appearances for quite some time.
Sure.
And there are farmers in Maryland who actually grow greens, particularly the mustard greens, over
the winter. Oh,
and
yeah,
they get very sweet.
They're delicious.
Just remarkably tasty. All of the onions that we have, the garlic and shallots, just tremendous. And then, Jerry, something you're fond of doing is going back and getting in touch with the summer via the canned tomatoes. And
oh, right. Hopefully you've taken some time, put away a bunch of things that you'll get it through the winter.
So I think this is the arsenal that we have to work with.
Quite a big one.
It is quite a big one, and the permutations are endless. Let me just tell you about four recipes that I spotted that I'm eager to try.
Great.
The first one is a Moroccan vegetable stew with harissa yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
And explain harissa to me a bit.
It's a paste. It's made, you know, by cooking down peppers, garlic, some spice, a lot of great spices ground up. And it's a seasoning or a flavoring ingredient that's very common in Moroccan cooking.
So we have a lot of root vegetables in this thing. Mm-hmm. And then spices like paprika, ground cumin, ground coriander.
Yeah.
And there's our garbanzo beans.
This is a great opportunity to go out and buy yourself a tagine.
It is. Italian cooking is noted for some of its vegetable stews.
Of course.
I saw a really nice one in there. Here's one that I'm eager to try. It's a white bean, butternut squash, kale, and olive stew.
Perfect.
Using the olive as a little accent, just a really sweet idea.
Very nice.
And all of these, you can use any number of different broths with them. It's a lot of fun. Go out and eat healthy.
Without a doubt.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.